This is the Parent Portal Show.
You've seen prices rise from the dinner table to the pump, but Allstate agents are seeing ways to save you money on insurance. From starting a new policy to bundling coverage or even driving safely, Allstate agents know how to maximize your savings. They'll share their knowledge as they help you personalize your coverage. Because when it comes to seeing all the ways to save, Allstate agents do it best.
Mike Hammer has over 35 years as an Austin area Allstate agent. Call 512-343-6994. Or visit MikeHammer at Allstate.com.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to the Parent Portal Show with Stephen Nold and Coach Gumbert today. And we've got a very active youth sports agenda and discussion topics today. Coach, how are you?
I'm good, Stephen. How's things in your neck of the woods over there?
We're trying to stay dry. We got a little bit of rain going today. We're going to have rain going tonight at the football game. I'm very confident of that, but we're good. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to have a great time. Go ahead. Bring it.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of liquid sunshine, I'm telling you.
Hey, my grass and my yard loves the liquid sunshine. We've needed it. Well, Coach, let's jump into... we've got a lot going on with injury. And so this is a topic that's kind of near and dear to my heart. And it's interesting because I've absolutely wanted to talk about this in one of our shows. And, you know, Quinn Ewers just gave us an excellent opportunity to kind of jump into this topic. I've shared a little bit about one of my kids being injured at a time when he was really kind of primed to go on and do something with football and play for a team, and his injury through wrestling of all things ended that opportunity. 18 months is just too long of a time frame to take a break. Now he could still, you know, that clock hasn't run out, so who knows, maybe he'll change his mind and there'll be something else going on there. But this is a big issue to me, and I think there's a lot of interesting angles about injuries. I think it's one of the biggest challenges that the athletes that we see today out on the field, especially the kids that have already know that they're going somewhere that's going to be a path that they want to go down. Injury is a tough thing. We saw a couple of injuries in the last game. There are kids that I know of playing with slightly injured, and that's hard. It's hard on parents, and it's hard on athletes to perform, but not overperform.
Yeah, well, I'm in the middle of this too right now. My kiddo had a fracture on his leg, and it's sidelined him for the last two games, and he is fit to be tied. He, you know, as an athlete, it all starts with passion for him, and he wants so desperately to be out on the field, but you know, you got to do the right thing if you're a coach and do no harm. And as a parent, you know, you hate to see your kid hurting anyway. And it's part of sport, you know. When you ask your body to do so much and push everything to the edge, oftentimes your body's going to give on you in some ways. And it's a very, very interesting discussion. And you were talking about how you've kind of gone through this. This made me stop and reflect and look back and say, well, you know, my kiddo is not anywhere near NIL moment right now, sure. But it made me think about, well, you know, what does that look like if you're an injured athlete and you have an NIL contract with someone?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that is a big concern. You know, we all play with, you know, bumps and scrapes and things like that. But when that serious injury happens that takes you out of the game, certainly the kids that are trying to figure out what their NIL deal is going to be, immediately you go to the idea that that this could jeopardize. And, you know, Coach, it's hard for me to say this, but I'll say it outright. I think this is one thing that the NCAA has done well, and they've done it correctly. And they've certainly provided some good guidelines.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I mean, the rule's pretty straightforward. It says the rule prohibits compensation for athletic participation or achievement. And basically, it's what that's saying is like, it's not based on your athletic performance, on for you being out on the field. And so in those contracts that, you know, that they're entering into, they can't say, well, you're not playing anymore, therefore this contract is null and void. Yep. The NCAA has done the right thing here and said, look, you entered into this contract with no pretense. You're entering with the person, not necessarily the performer on the field.
Yeah. And so far, I think those rules have been followed. I haven't heard of or seen any situation where a brand has indicated that they're going to reduce compensation or eliminate a contract based off of performance or injury. So that's good. That's good news to hear that.
It really is. And I mean, it should give comfort to a lot of those athletes. I mean, some of, if you remember the LSU gymnast that's been injured for like a plus year plus, and she hasn't been able to be on the floor, but I feel comforted by the fact that she's still getting NIL monies that she entered into contracts with, you know, probably two plus years ago.
Yeah. Well, and so that kind of brings me into the discussion. Another thing that the NCAA has done well, and that's the way they're trying to protect the waiver process and what they're trying to do with the transfer waiver guidelines. And I think that the transfer advisory panel has done a pretty good job of going back in there and trying to make this a situation where it does protect the student athletes.
Wow. Well, they're trying. I mean, if they're not doing anything, they're at least trying to do something here. And it's my read on that is like, we've said before in the past how there's bad actors out there. There are certainly coaches and institutions that are out there looking to be able to put those guardrails into place because they want some type of normalcy for what it looked like before. And I'll give you an example is that Coach Calipari at the University of Kentucky he's all in and saying they want, you know, some type of guardrails for his program or for basketball programs because, you know, he doesn't want to lose somebody mid-season that might be a backup and transfers to a mid-major. And, oh, by the way, they're getting playing time as a starter and bigger NIL monies. And whereas if they stayed in Kentucky and they were a backup for two or three years, they're not transferring. And because they're not starting, those NIL monies aren't going to be as lucrative. And so there are people taking advantage of it on both sides still. And I think my read is that I see institutions and coaches trying to put those guardrails in place, not because they're thinking about the athletes. They're thinking about their programs. They're thinking about their institutions. And this is a way that they can do it.
Well, and so you have a good point. It's kind of what we saw with Stoops complaining about the transfers, whining and complaining about losing kids to the bigger schools, and application of those rules across the board, that standardization that we've talked about, whether it be contractually or it just the processes that they go through. This is an area where NCAA does need to kind of be able to they just need to do a better job. So I hear you. I'm not sold that they've got the right answers yet, but I'm hoping that they will.
Yeah, I do too. And at the end, how ironic is it that Coach Stoops at Kentucky was screaming that we don't have enough resources and telling the fans you need to go raise more money. And, oh, by the way, across the street at the basketball arena, they're saying, oh, no, 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 we're all good. We're all good. Don't do anything here. Coach Calipari needs more guidelines and more guardrails for everybody. It's maybe they should get those two coaches in the room and find some kind of consistency.
Right.
You've seen prices rise from the dinner table to the pump, but Allstate agents are seeing ways to save you money on insurance. From starting a new policy to bundling coverage or even driving safely, Allstate agents know how to maximize your savings. They'll share their knowledge as they help you personalize your coverage. Because when it comes to seeing all the ways to save, Allstate agents do it best.
Mike Hammer has over 35 years as an Austin area Allstate agent. Call 512-343-6994. Or visit MikeHammer at Allstate.com.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Parent Portal Show.